Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, July 17th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. World War III. World War III. Is it worth getting into the next great war because of one psychopathic, self-centered, evil country, Israel? This is what it all boils down to. You can watch the mainstream media, you can listen to the mainstream radio, you can tune into the alternative media, and very few are going to boil it down to what we're boiling it down to today. Israel is the center of evil in our current world.
And if you notice, they don't say that we're in a world war right now.
Well, Newt Gingrich did.
Or that there's been ongoing war for decades because of Israel.
Right.
Instigated by Israel, provoked by Israel. They don't say that. What they do say, Israel has a right to defend itself.
Yeah. It's a mantra over and over again. And actually, Newt Gingrich did come out yesterday and said, hey, whether you realize it or not, we're already in World War III. We've had people say that on this show already before. And when you look at the mainstream media, they're not giving you 80%, 20% fair and balanced coverage. They're not giving you 90%, 10% coverage.
What they're giving you is 100% Israeli propaganda.
Exactly. And for the latest breaking news, there are now ground troops, Israeli ground troops in southern Lebanon.
There's also a UN force at the Israeli-Lebanon border, a small UN force.
Mm-hmm. And late last night, I guess it was early this morning, in Gaza, in Palestine, the Ministry of Defense was bombed, mm-hmm. obliterated to the ground, so that's wiped out.
That's the second time Israel went after it. The first time, they pretty much destroyed it. Last night, they bombed it again.
Right. And George Bush, other world leaders, are still currently attending the G8 conference. Tony Blair and Kofi Annan are calling for some type of international peace delegation or peace troops to move into the Middle East. Israel is saying absolutely no way. They don't want any international forces. Why? Because they don't want to lose control of their IDF savagery, this Israeli Defense Force.
They don't want international witnesses to their savagery.
They don't want any oversight whatsoever of what they're doing. Just like in 1967 with the Six-Day War, like in 1967 when they bombed the USS Liberty, Israel wants no witnesses to see what they're doing. So what we're going to do today is not only provide a timeline and give an overview of what's going on, but as you'll see on the Wing TV homepage, we're also going to provide solutions, which nobody or very few other people are doing. They'll talk about, oh, we got to empower the American people, and we got to take this country back. What we're going to talk about today is the real solutions, only solutions.
As unlikely as they are to be implemented.
Right. So, Lisa, why don't you start off, give us an overview of what's been going on the last few days over in the Middle East.
We can go through a timeline in short order, since this has been just over the last 4 to 5 days. On July 12th, Israeli troops were ambushed on Lebanon's side of the border with Israel. Now, if you listen to the mainstream news, they never tell you that part, that an Israeli unit was on the Lebanese side of the border.
So they're in somebody else's country.
Right. And so Hezbollah immediately seized upon this crossing of the border and arrested these two Israeli soldiers. Mm-hmm. They killed several others and subsequently wounded other Israelis in attacks afterward. Okay, Israel responded with a sea, air, and ground blockade enforced on Lebanon and this ferocious, systematic destruction of Lebanon's infrastructure, which started the other day and continues as we speak. Hezbollah then fired rockets into northern Israel, wounding 11 Israelis. Hezbollah said that the operation aimed at getting Lebanese prisoners released Israeli jails.
Yeah, let me stop a moment and put this in perspective. We keep hearing about these one or two soldiers that were kidnapped.
Right.
Israeli soldiers. Now, to put it in perspective, if somebody comes into your yard with guns, or if somebody comes into this country with guns, what are you or what are we going to do as a nation? Absolutely, we're going to apprehend them. Now, what the mainstream media isn't telling you is that Israel is currently holding over 10,000 Palestinian prisoners of war. 10,000!
In deplorable conditions.
Right, and they're making the world seem as if it's going to end because one or two Israeli soldiers are being held when they were in another country with weaponry.
Okay, that's just an excuse,
right,
which Israel is using to justify destroying Lebanon and reoccupying and reattacking Palestinians in Gaza. But let me continue with the timeline. So after that, the Lebanese government said they didn't authorize these Hezbollah attacks, and of course that claim fell on deaf Israeli ears. Israel then responded by bombing the Rafiq al-Hariri International Airport in Beirut, mm-hmm, bringing all of the aviation to a halt. They also bombed two other airports in northern and southern Lebanon. Now, Israel claims they were being used, the airports were, to channel money and arms to Hezbollah. Of course, they haven't shown any proof of this. Israel has battered roads, flyovers, and fuel tanks in Lebanon since early on Friday, and a division of 12,000 troops has been stationed on the Israeli-Lebanese border. Did you want to add anything so far?
Well, we also should note that the United States has 25,000 citizens in Lebanon right now, mostly in Beirut. They want to evacuate them. As of this moment, I don't think any have. They have been evacuated, so they're sitting there like sitting ducks, basically.
Britain and other nations have started, I guess, trying to evacuate or preparing to evacuate nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that any Americans have gotten out yet. The intention, according to Israel, with this bombing is to completely isolate Lebanon with no ground route to Syria, and its outlets by sea and air are blocked by the Israeli Defense Forces. Hezbollah threatened to strike Haifa, which I guess they did fire rockets at Haifa, if the attacks ensued. Israel said no targets in Lebanon are safe as long as the two Israeli soldiers are still held hostage in Lebanon. Remember, they're under arrest because they crossed the border into Lebanon. They had no business being there, but apparently Israel has occupied some land there called Sheba Farms, which they also have no right to do. The attacks are going to supposedly continue as long as necessary until Israel's objectives are reached. Now, as far as Palestine is concerned, Palestine has been suffering from an international boycott on food, medicine, and money into the Palestinian territories for a very long time. Wages have not been paid in Palestine since February. Now, can you imagine trying to survive without even being able to collect a wage, not even be able to work?
And plus you have the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, on a continual basis coming in there attacking innocent children. They air-bombed the Gaza Beach, which is one of the big flashpoints or one of the big spike events that started this whole thing. Everything is going back to Israel. Israel says cut off the food and medicine and money to Palestine. So it's cut off. Israel says we're going to bomb these people, these innocent people on the beach. So they do it. Everything goes back to Israel, Israel. Yet, Lisa, what's the mantra we keep hearing on the news?
Israel has a right to defend itself. But let me get back to this.
Wait, plus Iran and Syria. Hezbollah and Hamas have ties back to Iran and Syria, and that's what we keep hearing. It's all a setup for what's to follow. As Newt Gingrich said, World War III.
Okay, now it seems like with Hamas, you have a division there. You have an anti-pragmatism division led by this guy named Meshaal, who disagreed with Prime Minister Hanina. Let me make sure I said his name right. Hania. About how to deal with Israel. Hania wants to improve the livelihood of Palestinians and try to make overtures toward Israel. Well, Meshaal disagreed with that and wants to get rid of the Jewish state. Okay? So three resistance groups working in conjunction with Meshaal and his fold kidnapped this 19-year-old Israeli soldier on June 25th. So that is a third Israeli soldier that's being kept. So after that, Olmert responded by reoccupying and reiterating more attacks against Gaza and the Palestinians that live there out of revenge.
And the whole world now is focusing on Israel. Who's the center of attention? Who's the center of all the arrogance?
Well, what Israel this has done, is. What this has done, what the Gaza attacks failed to do, the Lebanese attacks have been able to do. They've managed to focus and sustain world media attention on what Israel is doing with Lebanon. And right now in Palestine, electricity is destroyed. 1.5 million people are living in darkness.
Yeah, and we saw that. We spent about an hour last night clicking through the various channels, seeing what the mainstream had to say. There were two individuals we saw on one show, George Ellen from Virginia. He was sitting with Christopher Dodd from Connecticut. They're both Bilderbergs. George Ellen was at the latest Bilderberg meeting up in Canada. These are now the mouthpieces. And Lisa, what did this George Ellen guy keep saying over and over again? He was on for like 6 minutes.
It was Christopher Dodd and George Ellen. And all we kept hearing in the 5 minutes or so that he was on, I counted five or six times in that span of time. Israel has a right to defend itself. We must stand, America must stand with its ally and friend, Israel.
Our friend and ally, Israel. We give this nation $10 billion a year minimum from all the various payments and so forth, $2.43 billion directly in military aid. This goes right into the Israeli war machine, into this bloodthirsty, sick entity known as the IDF. And how do you think they're able to have such an advantage over these other countries? It's because of direct billions and billions of dollars of payments from the United States.
Right. Now, with regard to Palestine and Gaza, the resistance groups that kidnapped the 19-year-old Israeli soldier demanded a prisoner swap. They wanted 1,000 of the weakest Palestinian prisoners, mostly women and children, to be released in exchange for the 19-year-old. Israel has refused. Now, why are they holding women and children?
Yeah.
Why are they holding them? And
prisoners
they're holding them
of
in
war.
Inhumane conditions, in tents like beasts in cages. They're not allowed, most of them, to see their families except once every 6 months. They're plagued by insects. They're not given even basic decent treatment that any prisoner should be privy to.
And Lisa, what does Israel have that's so horrible over there? They're given $10 billion a year and free welfare money by the United States. They have one of the biggest militaries in the world. They have the only real weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, 400-plus nuclear warheads. They're building a huge 400-mile wall along their border. What is so terrible? What is so terrible that Israel has to so arrogantly, continually keep this war machine going day after day?
Israel does not want a balance of power in the Middle East. We've talked about this before. And in the middle of all this chaos and destruction that was going on with Israel attacking Gaza over the last few weeks, comes this Hezbollah operation. And now what we're seeing is Iran and Syria being targeted because the Israeli government is saying that Iran and Syria are supplying Hamas and Hezbollah with weapons and money.
Well, Lisa, let's cut right to the chase. You were saying before
right.
the show today, this is the war that
the
Israel and the
wanted.
Neocons have been
yeah.
wanting all along.
This was the war they wanted to get on. They screwed up with Iraq, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Iraqi people were not obliterated and pacified as quickly and brought under control as quickly as they anticipated.
So they didn't fall like dominoes
right,
right down the line.
Okay. They fought back. And so they had to find some way to get their war going, the real war that they wanted,
mm-hmm.
which is to topple the regimes of Iran and Syria.
And what's the end goal? It's to reorder
right.
the Middle East.
When you the neocon vision.
Yeah, when you hear that it's a war for oil and so forth, or it's a war against terrorism, those are all smoke screens. This is a reordering of the Middle East, just like World War I and World War II, were a reordering of Europe.
Now,
that's what happens.
Hezbollah has been characterized by many people who are pro-Israel, and people within our government, our politicians, and our media here in the United States are saying what a terrible, horrible terrorist organization it is. And they do carry out terrorist attacks, but they've been allowed to go on even after the agreement that was brought about after the Lebanese Civil War ended, to remain a militia because they are seen by a considerable part of the population there, especially in the Shiite community, as doing honorable work fighting Israeli aggression. And we know that Israel is an aggressor and has been for decades.
Let me clarify. Israel is not only an aggressor.
Yeah.
Israel is the number one terrorist organization
right.
in the world, bar none. The premier psychopathic terrorist organization in the world. And Lisa, we have to get to the solutions here. So what else do we have?
Okay. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, said Thursday that an Israeli strike on Syria will be considered an attack on the whole Islamic world that would bring a fierce response. So now you're seeing Iran and Syria, and Syria has been pretty quiet up to this point. Okay, and what we're seeing now is a way for the neocons to instigate an attack on Iran, helping Israel, standing behind Israel. Israel draws the United States into another operation where it uses the United States like a stick to beat its enemies with, or its perceived enemies.
Right. And I was explaining to someone yesterday that if you read Michael Collins Piper's book, The Final Judgment, you'll see something that was instituted after World War II. It was called the Tripartite Agreement, where the United States wanted a balance of power in the Middle East. In other words, no single country could get more power than any others. And it worked for 20-some years, or almost 20 years, until John Kennedy was shot in the head, and Lyndon B. Johnson immediately started flooding weapons and money into Israel. That was what changed everything, Lyndon Johnson.
Basically, every Israeli action against the Arabs feeds anger toward the United States. Remember, it's the United States government that supplies Israel with weapons with which it's destroying Palestinian people. It commits genocide. It gets into these false flag operations. It commits assassinations and so on. Any one of these players, Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, Islamist extremists, Iraqi hardliners, any of them can play a spoiler role at any point now and broaden this conflict. And, of course, the neocons are just frothing at the mouth to get the United States to intervene into this war and escalate it even further.
And we should call them the Israel First neocons, because that's what they are. And as we said last week, we're one spike event away from full-blown World War III. Is Israel worth it? Is this, who was it yesterday you said, Lisa, the writer, what they call Israel? Edgar Steele. That shitty little nation. Is it worth one shitty little nation to send the entire world into turmoil? Gas prices are going to go through the roof. The war machine of China, Russia, Europe, the United States could all be mobilized and unleashed. Nuclear bombs could be dropped, especially with Israel's finger on the trigger. Is all of this worth one nation in the Middle East that's a welfare nation supported by the United States?
Well,
it's not worth it.
And you have to ask the question, what is Israel's greater interest? Retrieving their kidnapped Israeli or arrested Israeli soldiers, or toppling regimes of Iran and Syria?
Right.
Because it seems like these soldiers are just being used as an excuse to justify an unprovoked attack. And remember, these two soldiers that were arrested by Hezbollah in Lebanon were on the wrong side of the border to begin with.
They were in somebody else's country.
And what would have happened to them if they would have been on Israel's side?
Yeah.
The same damn thing.
Worse. So, what Israel wants is no more resistance of any kind in the Middle East. They want to be the king, the dominator of the Middle East, and that's what we're seeing right now. So, what's the solution? We're listening to some of these other radio shows. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to get to this.
Okay.
A Palestinian father was interviewed by a Swiss journalist who was not allowed entrance into Gaza because she's too honest. And the journalist, her name is Sylvia Katori, she asked him, "Do you have the impression that journalists who obtain permission to enter Gaza have been correctly informing the world on the suffering you're undergoing?" And this is what this man said. "It's always the same thing, whether they come or not. We follow the news. It's always a superficial and Israeli version of things that is shown. The suffering of the people, our pain. All those at CNN, Fox News, BBS have no idea what it is. They lie in our faces. We watch their lies live. They conform to the information given by Israeli press officers or supervision of their agencies. They say what their Jerusalem or other office tells them to say, and they don't say what they've been told not to say." And that's why you're hearing the same damn version no matter what channel you turn on the television.
It's a mantra over and over, whether it's the right, the left. There's no independent mainstream media. This is all Israeli propaganda. And
if you notice, the news in Iraq has been bumped to the back burner over the last week because all the attention is focused on poor Israel defending itself.
So, please go to the Wing TV homepage, read the article. It's called Mideast Peace, A Viable Solution. And here's what we think is the only realistic options that we have left. First of all, Israel can no longer be seen as an officially sanctioned nation. It has to be dissolved as a state. Its borders erased, its government put out of business, its IDF, its military, immediately neutralized and neutered, all their weapons done away with, especially their nukes. There'd be no more greater Israel then, no more land grabs, no more expansionism, and its citizens, if they choose to do so, relocated. That's what the alternative is. That's the only option. Anywhere they want.
I'll tell you the truth. Olmert has included the citizens in with his statements about what the government of Israel is doing. He's included the citizens as endorsing what is going on. And I don't know for sure if these citizens are actually subscribing to this position of this over-exaggerated, I mean, totally inappropriate response to their soldiers being arrested for being on the wrong side of the border. But I've noticed, too, how the neocons have been coming out more forcefully on TV.
Oh, yeah.
People like William Crystal, who's the founder of the Weekly Standard, and he's also in the PNAC. This is what he had to say. He's forcefully advocating attacks on Iran. Okay? He says, we might consider countering this act of Iranian aggression with a military strike against Iranian nuclear facilities. It was never about, as we said all along, Iran's nuclear capabilities.
What Iranian aggression? What has Iran done aggressively?
It's always been about toppling the regimes and reordering the Middle East. And that's exactly what's being put forth here. This is the agenda. This is genocide. The United States government, neocon war pigs, are funding genocide in our name.
You can see the blood dripping from their fangs right now. They can taste this war. It's within their sights. It's in the crosshairs. And I'm telling you, the worst part is, here in America, we can't do a damn thing about it.
And what is so egregious about this? When you listen to these losers on TV talking about all this, how they keep saying how this war just started, that Israel just started this war because they need to defend themselves. Israel has been waging a war
since
on the Palestinian people for decades.
Yeah.
Decades and decades.
It's never ended. This has been a continuing process.
Every single place they've ever lived, the Jewish people, the people of Israel that have gone from place to place all around the world, they have treated their host country like shit.
They've been either evicted, warred upon,
who's the common
or
denominator?
Killed en masse.
All these various countries around the world, or Israel?
Right. Israel is the most evil entity, and until we say it out loud, and we ask ourselves, is this country worth World War III? Is Israel worth it? It's time to dissolve this country and do away with it. We're not talking about a genocide against Israel.
No.
We're talking about doing away with the Israeli nation, wiping them out, no longer allowing their government to start trouble wherever they go.
And drawing us into it and attacking nations and people that are unprovoked. Do you realize, out of 176, and it might be higher now, the death toll, 176 dead in Lebanon, 163 of those were civilians, mostly women and children. Entire families are being bombed. The Palestinian man that was interviewed by the Swiss journalist was asked, are they blindly bombing or are they doing precision strikes? And no, they're blindly bombing. All of these people are being claimed to be either harboring terrorists or are terrorists. Well, no, that's not true. They're civilians. They're children. Their children. There are children that are afraid to go to the beach with their parents in Gaza because they think if they go to the beach in Gaza, they're going to die because of the massacre on the family in Gaza in the last few weeks.
Go back and look at footage of World War II. Is that what you want? Israel is going to blow up the world with their aggression, with their arrogance, with their imperialism. And America is being sucked into this trap.
We need to cut off funding to Israel. We cannot supply them with weapons and money anymore. Israel is out for Israel's own self-interest and self-preservation, and it's perfectly willing to kill and keep killing and keep killing until the end of time, until it reaches its objective. Do we have a conscience as a nation, or are we going to silence and stifle our conscience to help them commit murder, to commit genocide? Because ultimately, then that means that we are also committing genocide.
We're not going to put a smokescreen over this situation. And folks, we hope you don't either. That's it in a nutshell. You can listen to all these other stations, but we're laying it out to you right now, bare.
It comes down to conscience. That's what it always boils down to that.
Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to have Mr. Bill Brumbaugh on Wing TV. On Wednesday, we're going to have Mark Glenn. We're going to go into this situation much more deeply. Israel is the cause of this evil. Are they worth it? Are they worth the bloodshed and what's going to result? Hell no. Until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.